This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore at the Pleasant Street Tea Company once again, and this time we're joined by Cindy Hendrickson, who is an author and a business owner from Gloucester. And Cindy, is it okay to say Cindy or is it Cynthia?
Cindy's good, yeah.
Okay, because I have some friends, it's James.
Yeah,
or Cynthia.
Cynthia looks better in print.
No, absolutely. Okay. Well, speaking of in print, we'll get to that, but let's talk about your business a little bit, because until I had met you, I had never heard of this, but it sounds fascinating. And it's called Cape Ann Foodie Tours. So tell me a little bit about the background. How'd that get started and what is it?
Okay, well, Cape Ann Foodie Tours was the original idea. Was from a gentleman by the name of P.J. Halloran. And he and his wife had been traveling through Europe, specifically Italy. And food tours are very popular here. So he came back to Gloucester and thought it would be a great idea. So he put the tour together. And basically a food tour is designed... defined as you go to a place and you learn about their culture, their history, and you eat foods that are local to the area. Like in Gloucester, we go to the Topside Grill because Dennis and Doug Silver, you know, they're Portuguese. It's a family business. We have chowder and scallop wrapped in bacon. And then we head down Main Street, and we stop at the Cape Ann Olive Oil, which is fabulous. Patty Gates just bought it. She and her husband, Rick, are doing a great job. And that's just something different. You know, a lot of people haven't been to olive oil companies. It's sort of new and trendy.
I didn't buy it a lot.
Trendy, yeah. It's really good. Yeah, you can never have – you can cheat with cooking if you you go there.
Okay.
Just say, well, I won't put garlic in. I'll just buy – you know, garlic olive oil. And then we go to, of course, Virgilio's. We have to have the sandwich of the St. Joseph's sandwich, mm-hmm. the sandwich of the fishman. And people love that. It's an eat in the rough sort of place. I mean, it's mobbed, and the Italian music is piping on the streets, and everybody loves it. So we, you know, split the St. Joseph's sandwich, and people sample that. And then, of course, we go over to another family-owned business across the street, Cafe Cecilia. And we have these fabulous mini cannolis, and there's four different kinds. And if I have more than 10 people, I'm like, okay, everybody has. I have to write this down now. You know, pistachio, chocolate chip, almond, or plain. And then we go down to the fort.
This is all in one day?
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours long.
Oh, bonkers.
And we stop at a lot of different places. I should have gone from the beginning. We start at Harbor Loop because so much of the history is there.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about Champlain coming in Rocky Neck, and then we can, you know, the John Smith and Tragabazanda, and then we get to the Dorchester Men. So it's a really good place to start. And then we talk about the different communities and, you know, Essex and the Schooner Building and Fry Clams and Manchester by the Sea and how Rockport was connected to Gloucester until 1840. So the different communities, people are really interested in that. It's a great tour to come if you've just come into the city. It's a different way than getting on a bus tour somewhere and seeing the city that way. And you don't really have to see Gloucester that way, because then afterwards you can go in your car. We tell everybody everything there is going on, not just where we are on the tour. But so, and I always say people pay more attention. You can't fall asleep on a walking tour can in a bus.
So you warn people not to eat before you join the tour, obviously, if you're going to have all. And they're samples. You don't have full meals.
Well, actually, it's quite a bit of food. I tell people it's like a large lunch, because we have chowder and the scallop at Topside Grill. And at the Brew Pub, which is, I was saying, we went from this, we have six stops. At the Brew Pub, they have a nice size haddock plate, fish and chips plate. They make great coleslaw there. I don't even like coleslaw, and I love theirs. And the tartar sauce. So, and they have two beer samples there, which makes it a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm in. Okay.
Yeah.
We have, I teach a course to teachers called Facts, Fiction, Folklore, and Fantasy of Cape Ann, and we do it in the summertime. So there's four Fs. I'm going to have to add another F now and get into your foodies. Yes,
exactly.
Sounds great. So how many people would be on a typical foodie tour?
We limit it to 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we can't do large groups, because we just have to have other guides.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, once you get up to 12, because it's such a small area to cover that people can't hear. And I don't really feel like walking around with a microphone.
Right.
I guess I could.
They do that
but
in Salem, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, we could do that. But it's a lot of fun just to have different groups and different guides. And you might run into each other on Main Street.
Now, this sounds like a tremendous activity in warm weather, say from spring through fall. So when do these tours take place?
Well, you'd be surprised. I do tours all year round, actually. Mm-hmm. I walk around with a giant fork. Should have brought the fork to see.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of the fork. So, and I had a picture of myself in front of the brew pub with the fork stuck in the snow. And I had a group of people, and it was, really, I forget how many inches of snow, but so, you know, anyone, if somebody wants to go, there's a group of people, mm-hmm. A group of girlfriends, family reunions, anybody, and they'll call. It'll say call to book this time of year. But people come, I'll do it whenever they feel like doing it. But the season, basically, the big season, May, it gets really busy,
sure.
And through Columbus Day. That's the main. So it's a pretty long season.
Okay, now it's touted as Cape Ann Foodie Tours, and are there other venues that you might try, or people call and say, can we try this particular thing? How's that work?
Well, we actually own another business called Taste Newburyport. So it's a similar idea, but Newburyport's a different type of community. It's, I don't want to say trendier, but it is a little bit trendier. It's more of a foodie community. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, and the history is totally different. Here, we're America's oldest seaport. Theirs is all about more the maritime history, and which is a fascinating maritime history. So that's a very popular tour, too. We have other things going on. A really fun one is called, that's part of Cape Ann Foodie Tours, is called Ales and Tales. So we get a group of people. We do it like a minimum of 15. And people come into a pub, whether it's the brew pub or Topside Grill, and we provide a fisherman and snacks. They buy their own drinks. Mm-hmm. And they sit for an hour and a half and listen to really fun stories from a Gloucester mm-hmm. fisherman.
Oh,
it's a lot of laughs. Yeah, it's really fun. And the other tour that we started this summer is a land and sea tour, and it's actually a lobstering tour. So we go out on Steve Douglas's boat, the King Eider, and pull lobster traps. It's 2.5 to 3 hours, and then we have these unbelievable lobster rolls. They're the great ones when you put butter in your grill, the buns, and then it's we get do that actually from Cape Ann Fresh Catch, and it's amazing. People love that tour. So that was new this season. So that's what we're promoting, and this winter that we'll be marketing our lobstering tour.
Wish I had thought of that when I was lobstering with my dad. Oh, my goodness. So then the other thing is I have a brochure here, and we're linked to your website, but how do people, what's the best way for people to find out about this and to contact you?
Well, we also obviously have a website. We do a lot of marketing. We're trying to get corporate outings. In the wintertime, the new Beauport Hotel, I guess it's still new. It's a little over a year old, right? And they do company retreats. So things like that where companies that want to find out about the area. So it's just a great idea. But basically people find out word of mouth, direct marketing. I'd say mostly the website. And if you Google us, and also TripAdvisor, is actually our number one source of clients.
Okay.
Should have brought that up first. Yeah, we were actually rated number 3 this summer on the top 10 things to do on Cape Ann.
Wow.
And some wise guy in my tour said, so how come you're not number 1? And I said, because I'm not a whale.
Right.
Yeah, he said, you can't compete with those.
Yeah.
Or a beach.
Or a
yeah,
beach.
The beach.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why people come here.
I know. So,
exactly.
So that was pretty impressive. People are really, and the thing is now people are into experiences. You know, they want to buy experiences. They don't want to collect things so much as be able to buy experiences. And the food trend, I mean, foodie tours, just in our area from Maine, the Maine Food Tours won Best Small Business of the Year in the state of Maine, which was pretty impressive last year. There's Portsmouth Eats. We have Taste Newburyport. This is Salem Food Tour. So it's really kind of a trendy thing. And when some people go away just to go on food tours. So we're going to put together something from Maine to, you know, Gloucester.
You realize you're going to have to put Pleasant Street Tea Company in there somehow.
I know. Well,
okay.
We need to do this area more.
Yeah, all right. All right. So, again, CapeAnnFoodieTours.com. Cape Ann Foodie with an IE, Foodie Tours. CapeAnnFoodieTours.com. Now, the other reason that we're talking here is you have recently had a book signing for a fascinating book. The title, at least, is fascinating. The Luckiest Dog, and then in red, Not Alive, One Dog's Journey into the Afterlife. Wow.
Tell me about that.
Well, people think that, oh, that's horrible, you know, about a dog that died. But it's actually supposed to make you feel better about your dog dying, because it's all the emphasis is on the dog. Like, hello, what about me over here? You know, I'm the one who died. Like, mm-hmm. what's happening to the dog? Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to take your mind off of your grief because you're thinking about what the dog is okay. going through. So it's a great story in terms of it goes, it's poignant, it's whimsical, it's funny. The dog has a purpose, comes up with, and so it's a happy story. It has a little bit of sadness in it, but it's supposed to make you feel better. And I think the humor, people really appreciate the humor. And it has a really kind of a fun ending. It's based on my dog, but it's, you know, mostly made up. And his name was Epi, so in the second section, I do an epilogue. And that's kind of a real, that's a real fun part.
Well, everybody has had a pet. I know most people have had a pet of one sort or another, and the pet, in many cases, becomes part of the family. Now, is this some... Obviously, this is a story that adults can enjoy. Is it also a story that kids can enjoy?
I'd say like, you know, eight years old up. Okay. But it's most people seem to be buying it for adults or to read to children, which is really nice. So it's kind of for a young child. It's really been therapeutic from a lot of people that I've talked to that have lost dogs. Mm-hmm. And children, too. It's 'cause it is fun and it makes you think of the illustrations are fabulous. The person who did the illustrations, again, it was based on my dog. So if my dog was a cartoon, he would look like the dog in the book.
All right.
It's a happy story.
How'd you put this together, the germ of the idea and then getting it published?
Well, I belong to the Gloucester Writers Center. We have a group called the Finish Line Writers Group, and I had to finish a book. Everybody is finishing a book. So I had a tough year because Epi died Valentine's Day weekend, and my dad died a few days before Christmas in 2015. So needless to say, I say at the beginning in the preface that all I would have needed is a pickup truck, and I would have been prime material for a sad country song. So I kind of made it, I don't know, it wasn't really to make myself feel better because I almost don't even think of it as being part of my life. It's kind of strange that way. Mm-hmm. But it was a kind of a tribute to both of them. And my father was 100% deaf, and there's kind of some fun stuff about him and how the three of us were pals during that time. So it's kind of you know, you want to feel that people that you love or dogs that you love are in a better place. You know, who knows?
They are.
It's just a
happy
thought.
People who are spiritual. What does it feel like, Cindy? Because I'm always fascinated when I get to talk to an author, to get your ideas, you know, and organized, down, published, and then you've got a book there, you know, in hardcover, or actually this one is a soft cover, but you've got something tangible that you created, and you know, and people are enjoying it. What's that feel like?
Oh, that's a good question, because it's kind of, sometimes you feel, really, isn't this wonderful? And especially if somebody writes to me and tells me how happy the book made them, or how they gave it to friends, that kind of thing makes me feel great. And then on the other side, you always feel like, oh, it could be better, and you want to take it and rewrite every word, which is what you do. I mean, it's not a long book. It only takes about 35 minutes, you know, less than an hour if you're looking at the pictures. But, yeah, you always wish you could do things differently. So it's really an up and down thing. But mostly I feel very happy about it, and just being able to make people smile, and it's been a good experience, and I've gotten a lot of support on Cape Ann, which has been fun.
I think you can always make something better. Nothing is perfect, of course, but the idea is once you've done it, you know, there it is, it's out there. I got advice when I was doing a video one time. I kept editing and editing and editing, and finally the guy said, look, just complete it. It's done, you know, because you can always go back and you could never finish, in other words. You could just keep it going forever and never get finished.
Right.
So I guess the final question I would have is how do people get a hold of this book, The Luckiest Dog Not Alive?
I have it in a few places in town. It's at the Gloucester Bookstore on Main Street. It's also at Good Dog Gallery in Bearskin Neck, right across from the country store there. And the best place, easiest place is Amazon, especially if you have Prime.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. There we go.
Yeah, so Amazon, you just Google the...
And leave a good review, right?
Yes, I've gotten really good reviews, and they're not all from my friends, I have to say. I love when I get something from strangers,
right.
And because, you know, I obviously have a few friends that did it, but I'd say the majority of people, and Goodreads, people have written great reviews, so that's very reassuring. Amazon is the best spot to get it, or from me if you're local.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of fun signing books. Makes me feel, I don't know, kind of, I used to, when I first got my first box of books, I'd sit at the dining room table and pretend that I was autographed books and pretend I was handing it to someone.
Practice, huh?
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, oh, my next book, I don't know. I'll be out maybe 2018.
There you go. All right.
Oh, and one more thing about the tour. Oh, and... A little plug for Cape Ann Foodie Tours.
Yes.
We're doing a special right now, gift certificates. It's a great idea instead of dinner and a movie, you know, or dinner is to do a foodie tour gift certificate. We have lovely gift certificates, and they're $10 off. It's normally $55 for a tour, which is still really inexpensive because it's 2.5 hours. It's 6 food stops. It's a lot of food, and you're paying for the guide and the gratuities for the servers and things. So tickets are $45 per person for a gift certificate, and all you have to do is put foodie in the promo code when you go online and book. So
okay.
Just foodie, FOODIE.
Now I know what to get my wife for Christmas.
Yes, that's right.
Excellent.
She'll love it. Yeah.
Well, Cindy, is there anything else you'd like to mention either about Cape Ann Foodie Tours or the luckiest dog alive? Not alive. He's still alive. I tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
I know he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're both still alive, in spirit, of course. I'm really enjoying being here with a nice cup of hot chocolate and looking at the sun
and the
city
snow.
Hall
yeah.
And the snow. Life is good.
Yeah, life is good. All right. That's Cindy Hendrickson, who is the author of The Luckiest Dog Not Alive, One Dog's Journey into the Afterlife, as well as the boss of Cape Ann Foodie Tours. You can go to CapeAnnFoodieTours.com or just click on our website right here. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.